Seven Whispers to a Yeti. In the cozy village of Snowflake Ridge, nestled high among sparkling icy peaks, there lived many mystical creatures. Among these were the shy Yetis, misunderstood by many as abominable snowmen. But here are seven reasons why you should never call a Yeti by that name. 1. Yetis have feelings. Just like you, Yetis feel happy, sad, and yes, even embarrassed. The word abominable isn't very nice, and it can hurt their feelings. 2. Yetis are great listeners. If you sit down and talk to a Yeti, you'd find they're wonderful companions. They'd feel a lot friendlier if we used kinder words. 3. Respect their culture. In Yeti folklore, their name reflects their gentle nature. To call them abominable doesn't respect their rich history and traditions. 4. Yetis are helpful. They often help lost travelers find their way home. Labeling them with a mean name doesn't show gratitude for all the good deeds they do. 5. Words can be magic. In the magical world, names hold power. A name like abominable might turn away the Yetis when, in fact, we could be friends. 6. Yetis look out for nature. These gentle giants take care of the environment. We should use words that reflect their role as guardians of the mountains. 7. Friendship thrives on kindness. Calling someone a name can stop a friendship before it even starts. Using the right names is the first step to building a bond with the Yetis. Remember, words can build bridges or walls. Let's choose the ones that create friendships, especially with our big friendly neighbors, the Yetis of Snowflake Ridge.